Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody. You're listening to another weekly inspirational episode here on Witchy Wellness Radio. We are the daughters. Now, I do a weekly inspirational episode in addition to interviews every single week now. And this past week, I watched the new Netflix movie, Moxie, which has gotten my feminist vibes up and fully roaring again. So this episode is inspired by that, really how we can integrate as women both our masculine and feminine energies into this world and be true to our emotions and ourselves. But before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to remind you that today's episode is sponsored by Living the Good Life Magnesium. This is my go-to brand, magnesium support transdermally, which means on the skin. And that's the easiest, most effective way your body can actually absorb magnesium for the full benefits for stress relief, digestion, and so much more. Head over to the link in the show notes and make sure you use code WICHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your purchase. And lastly, have you guys heard about my new upcoming course, Anxious to Aligned, where I teach the three-step process on how to turn your own fears into freedom? If you haven't yet, head over to the show notes, sign up for the VIP waitlist. I will be launching this at the end of July. Just for signing up for the waitlist, you guys will be the first to get this exclusive offer and 20% off of the course. I won't be doing this again. Head over to the show notes to sign up for the Anxious to Aligned waitlist. But without further ado, please enjoy today's weekly inspirational episode, We Are the Daughters. We are the daughters of the witches, the suffragist, the feminist. Now what? But really, now what? We were shown by all these generations of powerful women before us that the path least taken of courage and strength does not come very easily. How can we honor them? How can we honor those ancestors before us? Well, where they left off, of course. Deep in our bones, we know that we are the women who are here to implement the changes and leadership where our past mothers and grandmothers could not. We thought that all we needed to fight the patriarchy was burning bras and maybe even a mad power suit with shoulder pads. But when we try to play big with the boys' club, where doing more equals being worthy of more, and our emotions have no room to exist. But as a fellow recovering perfectionist that has equal amounts of anxiety and, quite frankly, ambition, what's a post-feminist girl to do? Because all of our constant breakdowns and anxiety have us stuck on this hamster wheel of overwhelm and procrastination. And this honestly and ultimately has us questioning our deepest fear of all. Am I too weak for this? But good news. Those emotions are the missing piece. So many of us gloss over the power of emotions in our mind because we're just too busy doing it all and playing the game. We don't take the time to actually listen. to what's really going on for our inner selves, how we truly feel at the core of our being, and our emotions. And yes, I promise you, your anxiety are the superpower that is helping guiding us to more love, more money, more expansiveness, more acceptance, more quality, more of everything. Now is the time to integrate your feminist and anxious self into a goddess of change. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.